What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
We got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woohoo! We're heating up, fam! Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more, only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's all shit. It's all just done. Gay politics. America's
Hey everybody, welcome to Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy. That's how you did your intro. I'm Julie.
Yes, I was being political, like a political news person.
You mean from your scat yodeling?
I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
Ooh. And this is the podcast where we talk about the week in politics like we're talking about the week in reality TV.
Uh-huh, and this reality show just got real violent, girl.
real violent.
I hate when it goes from being, like, salacious fun with assholes getting fired left and right and just fake healthcare shenanigans to actual scary, violent, not fun stuff.
I know. It's like it got too real.
It gets way too real when there's a nuclear threat.
Yeah, all violence on all fronts.
I mean, Americans fighting. Mm-hmm. You said it was Civil War II, Rise of the Faggots. You know what I mean? And look.
Yeah. Except it's happen. Rise of the white.
Well, that's who the faggots are going to fight.
Oh, right. Oh, well, the faggots rise, but now the whiteies are rising.
No, they're rising, but that's who the defense, we're going to go after. Faggots defending America and liberties.
Which would be amazing. I mean, even though there's that gross alt-left group, which we can talk about later, but that's what it's going to, is it going to be like gay, like in, you know, warrior uniforms and stuff?
Oh, what, and you know what is that? Headdresses and like village people type shit?
Yeah, it's going to be die. This is for AIDS. You don't own me. Gay people come in all colors too. Lesbians are here too. You're really fucked now, whiteys.
We're on motorcycles.
Yeah. Like the Dark Sound bikes arrived. And they'll be like, get out of the motherfucking way. I mean,
all stereotypes. Yeah. Stereotypes. In stereo, on the stereo. CD types.
Stereotypes.
Well, that's we have song. A Patreon account. And we're not.
It's not violent.
We're not going to talk about it every time. Mm-mm. Just for the next 8 or 10 weeks.
Yeah.
We've got goals.
We have to hit a certain goal, then we'll stop talking about it.
Yeah, we have a goal by September 1st.
Right.
And then we have another goal by the end of 2017.
Yes.
So we've got to go. We're just going for the goals. And we've got it. We've got it going. So if you guys don't know, it's patreon.com. Mm-hmm. P-A-T as in Tom. R-E-O-N as in Nancy.
Bump. Bump.
.com/dumbgaypolitics. And you can go there and you, if you pledge $1 a week, you can get a members only special episode just for your ears. Now you can pledge more if you're gainfully employed /
Whoa!
Oh God, the cat jumped up. Mighty. Speaking of Gigi, remember when you heard the scatting with Gigi? We like to call her Fat.
Scatting with Gigi.
Fat Goo.
With Goo.
Fat Goo.
Scatting with Gigi.
And Bad Goo.
Scatting with Goo.
And then I say, Mighty, you're a Fat Goo and a Bad Goo. And right. Then I say to Meow Meow, mm-hmm. You're a Fat Goo and a Bad Goo.
That's true. I am a Fat Goo and a Bad Goo.
You're a Bad Goo.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we say Gigi and just weird. So, speaking of hating scatting, I guess I just do it 24/7. Okay, so you can pledge and then you'll get the members only podcast. And it's fun, and I just want to read this. No, I want you to read it.
Okay.
From Kristen C. Casey. Okay. She's a patron on Patreon. She left us a message. We've been talking back and forth with the Patreon kids because yeah. We're on that shit. Because when we're trying, we see dollars yeah. coming in,
yes.
We want to talk to the people giving the dollars. Mm-hmm. We want to just be on Patreon all day. We're like, fuck Instagram. It's all about Patreon.
Seriously.
I mean, you know.
I mean, who knew? I really had no idea that. Patreon was so going to be so important.
And
like,
it's fun for us.
It's fun. And also just, it's so supportive. And God, thank God for it. Because yeah. We would have died.
Yeah, we were at suicide's door.
Okay, well, she commented, quote, I got into your political podcast, which I really enjoy, after listening to you guys on other podcasts. The fearless humor was so inspiring to me. That's nice. This bonus episode is great because it goes back to the reason I started listening to you guys in the first place. I like hearing you two discuss all things, not just politics.
Thank you, Kristen. We chose to read that because to try and motivate you guys who like want to hear us talk about, I don't know, we talked shit about SNL.
Mm-hmm.
I talked shit about HBO.
Oh, I just noticed what was on your shirt. Uh-huh.
Obama?
Yeah.
It's a picture of Obama.
That's funny.
Dressed like Run DMC, mm-hmm. And it says Run DC, and it's him, and he looks like, you know, Run from Run DMC. He has a gold chain. You've seen this 1,000,000 times.
I never noticed it was Obama before.
It's a giant extra large shirt that comes all the way down to my knees like a dress. And I got it on eBay and it's for like obese people, which is great. And I've been trying to find more of these shirts.
Oh, that reminds me of something else I want to talk about on the other podcast.
Okay. Is it about obese
Make
people?
A note, obese okay, person.
Let me write that down.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I like that it's person. So it's going to be so unspecific.
It is. I'm sorry to say, but it is. I hate to say it.
Now,
but,
can
yeah.
you guys? Now that couldn't have planned a better plant. People are like literally on the keyboards like this.
I mean, I'm not just for spoiler right reasons.
Oh, what?
Not
no,
by.
Oh, don't you spoil it?
Okay. Well, I wanted to say that
they don't need to know unless they sign and pay that dollar, honey.
All right. Well, I don't want anybody signing up thinking they're going to hear someone's name because I don't have a name, but it's a specific person.
It was a bit of a spoiler, but still.
I don't want somebody going on there being upset.
I want someone signing up regardless of a fucking name.
Okay,
it's good to sign up for it. What are you looking at?
Pee-wee just is going to pee in my bag.
Stop it, Pee-wee. No! Get in here. Well, now he's probably scared to walk in here, and he walked off all depressed. All
right, just go ahead.
With what?
Continue on. Patreon, it's amazing. Anyway, you're going to hear names.
Yeah, and you're going to hear...
I mean, I will drop names.
Yeah,
believe me.
We talked so much shit that...
Oh, my God.
It's an hour long. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe anyone else who does Patreon does their extra podcast for an hour.
I don't know.
I think they do it for like...
Then there's other extras too. We're going to do... I'm going to do Melania voicemails. We're going to do Google Hangout. We're going to do...
you can call in here.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. But I think an hour long is a lot. And when we were done, we've revealed so much. I was just like a ball of insecurities after it was over. I was like, oh my God. I mean, how like... We just were blabbing away.
Blabbing.
Especially me.
Yeah.
Talking shit, because that's what we do.
That's what the bonus podcast should be called, Talking Shit.
Yeah, because like, that's what it
dumb
is.
Dumb gay talking shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Talking dumb gay shit.
Yeah, talking dumb... talking... Wait, what song is that reminding me of? Like, that Bonnie Raitt song? Talking...
Like, everybody's talking
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, talking dumb gay shit.
Something like that, yeah.
dumb gay.
Because I can't make you love me if you don't.
That's the wrong
right.
one.
I can't make no. my heart feel.
No, it's like
something in a won't.
Talking about people.
Oh, people are talking.
Talking dumb gay
talking
shit.
Talking about people.
Talking dumb gay
people
shit.
People are talking. Talking dumb gay shit. I know that's the wrong tune, but people are talking. I gotta find it.
Oh, God. Go right ahead. You were swinging your big red Bonnie Raitt hair around. You guys can't see her.
Right.
She's moving her hair.
Talking swishing. About people.
Getting there.
It's something
there.
Like that.
Yes, that was close.
People are talking. Talking about people.
Why is the computer
it's
all
off
the way
that same
off?
Album that, because I can't make you love me if you don't.
That's
We've you all know, sat and cried to that
in
song.
In fact, that's not even the right tune.
That's true. I'm not good. I'm so tone deaf until I hear the actual thing and then I can be on it.
Oh, God. We're losing listeners. We're down to 10 now. Those sweet sounds of the swallowing are me swallowing champagne because I'm back to drinking on Mondays. And so is Meow Meow. We poured Red Bull in the champagne because we have no diet Red Bull, in fact, because we have no OJ. Because when you're an alkie, you'll drink anything.
Little too long. Didn't you see it? Okay. Something we don't, darling. Let's give them something to talk about.
I need the eye contact.
Something to talk about. Something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk. Oh, I remember. How about love?
Oh, my God. You really got the tune right away. I mean, you needed one bar.
Uh-huh.
You're not swinging your body right red hair around now. There you go.
Baby. Make me wonder how I'm going under. I think about you every night. Dream about you every night. Every night.
I mean, let's get to Eye of the Shitstorm.
Wow, that
you take
really
that shit up off God, of the wall,
that.
Put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be.
I mean, I'm gonna live to regret reminding you about Bonnie Raitt.
Ugh.
All I can think about is some Julia Roberts movie where that's the fucking like theme song.
It's
theme.
Probably this.
Oh,
that's
gross.
A little too reggae for me,
gross.
But.
Bonnie Raitt, she's so 90s, and I swear it's all. Listen,
yeah,
5 of the 14 listeners know what Julia Roberts movie I'm talking about, where it's like talking about people. It's that song, and it's like some, you know, some romantic comedy. But Julie got so gay over that because Bonnie Raitt's like straight but gay. I can just imagine.
There's like a ska aspect to her music I forgot about. I don't like that kind of music. But.
Julie's like, oh, I've got to get this whole album. I'm going to listen to this whole album, listen to it constantly. I'm like, well, I fucked myself over there.
There's a song called Papa Come Quick.
All right.
Okay. All right. So this week, the shitstorm was filled with so many racist pieces of shit that they caused a state emergency in Virginia. It was a shit emergency in Virginia. Okay?
Shit of emergency.
A shit of emergency. A shit of emergency. And right at the center, swirling around. Swirling around in the eye of the shitstorm was the biggest piece of shit of all, their fearless supreme Führer, Donald Trump.
Exactly. Congratulations, Donald Trump, on proving right every single basic bitch who said you only got elected because you brought the racists out of the shadows and into the voting booths. And I always thought that that was a myopic, unrealistic, and simplistic deduction for how he beat Hillary. But turns out, sweetie, I was wrong again. And what is it that I hate more than anything, Meow Meow?
Being wrong.
That's right. And the amount of fucking times that I have been wrong, not when it comes to him, but just when it comes to the severity of him.
Yeah.
It's staggering. Yeah. As I'm always just like writing it off like it's not just that. It's not just that. It's not just that. It's not just that. And I've been wrong about it every time because it is. And now it makes me think it probably was completely Russians because that's the last thing that I go. Americans elected him. But the Russians were just involved and they just helped him. But I mean, the way people would say that it was racist that got him elected and that he brought racists together. And then this thing happens in Virginia and it's just like, wow, motherfucker. Wow.
All right. Well, on Saturday, white nationalists, such a gross term, gathered to protest the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville, Virginia.
So white nationalists are made up of KKK members, white supremacists, and neo-Nazis.
I like that you say supremists.
Supremists.
Rather than supremacists.
Yeah, I say supremacists. Mm-hmm. Supremacists. White supremacists.
Like a chalupa supreme. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Nacho
or
supreme.
Or my favorite in the world, a Crunchwrap supreme.
Crunchwrap supremacists came together.
Exactly. Cracker soup. What it would be like, white cracker supreme, white cracker crunch supremacist.
To protest the removal of Robert E. Lee. So Robert E. Lee was a general in the Confederate Army during the Civil War and has become a historical icon for racist assholes because he fought to keep slavery in the South.
I mean, and okay. So on Saturday, white nationalists. Hey, I just realized something. Are we having an intersectional conversation?
Oh, no. God forbid. No, okay. We'll end up saying something offensive and just whitely viewed.
Oh, okay. Whitely viewed.
white Crunchwrap-ly viewed.
So on Saturday, white nationalists gathered around the statue in Charlottesville for a Unite the Right march. They were met with counter-protesters, presumably black people, white people, gay people, Jews, and any other activists who were disgusted by redneck, inbred, garbage people protesters. And once the counter-protesters showed up, violence broke out, which the white nationalists clearly wanted, expected, and looked forward to due to the fact that they were decked out in military gear from head to fucking toe. They were literally dressed for battle because they expected battle. They were dressed like militia. They almost made it so that you couldn't tell who the police and or maybe National Guard would be and who they were. They showed pictures of them. I thought I was looking at the fucking army. Right.
Military guys said that that looked like military issue, military yes. grade garb that they
had,
were in.
They had, those long, you know, the gun, machine guns.
Were they holding machine
How
guns?
How is that fucking legal?
Well, that... state, I guess Virginia is like an open carry, has an open carry law or something like that. Come here.
I mean, it is so fucking gross. And then these guys, the defense of all of it has just been from beginning to end. Even and the governor of Virginia said that these got people have come out and they're mostly not even from Virginia. So it means that these mostly men, by the way, shocking.
I did see a few gross.
There
women.
Were gross, toothless women, white, yeah. disgusting women. That's fine.
They're like so ugly with like no lips.
They're like, you know, and they're brainwashed and disgusting. It's like, you know, yeah,
well, they're
disgusting.
All brainwashed, not
true.
Just the women.
That's true. That's true. But the levels, you know. In my opinion, it's the men and then the women. So, what was I saying?
I think you were just talking about seeing a bunch of gross men or something.
Well, I'm just all of them. So fine. So men and women, but mostly men. And like trying to make it like they have a right. Okay, listen. They have everyone has a right to say what they want, protest, be peaceful.
Well, technically,
be disgusting.
I mean, technically,
yes.
Everyone has a right to. So you have a right to free speech and right. you have a right to peacefully protest.
Fine. Okay. Yes, absolutely. But then, you know, obviously if you're coming dressed and with guns.
Well, you're not trying to peacefully
You're not trying
protest.
To be peaceful.
No.
And your whole movement isn't peaceful.
No.
So when you have a group of people who think that they're supreme over any other people, you are not. Yeah, you are not. You are trying to be Crunchwrap Supremes. Mm-hmm. And you're not trying to. That is a violent. Ideology.
That's right.
So you can't, even you just walking on the street and saying like we have a right to do it, it does bring up a dicey situation because what you're you know bringing to the streets is violence.
So Trump on Saturday came right after this was all happening. He came pretty quickly, like within that same day, it was like we'd heard about the shit, and then he's up on there doing a speech. He was going to do a speech anyway, or press conference, something about veterans. Mm-hmm. And so then he had to address this. So the Saturday speech was just,
ugh.
I mean, this just added insult to injury. He yeah. took a fucking salt shaker and threw salt right on it.
Yeah.
So here's what he said. Here's was the worst part of what he said.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time.
I mean, bad on all sides. Well, you know, we saw I don't have the tweet. Let me see if I can get the tweet in front of you. But I could go. I could obviously go on and on and on about this all day. But Holland Taylor, yeah. The delightful.
That's right.
Holland, the wise Holland Taylor.
The Les.
God, when I found out she was Les, that was one of the most brightest and wonderful days. Oh, God. Holland Taylor tweeted, equating neo-Nazis with those citizens who object to them, saying both are extremists, is to not understand what evolved human society is.
Perfectly said.
I mean...
Perfectly said. Now, I mean, I was offended by the speech, mainly because I don't get offended easy. So I was offended is the wrong word, but I was nonplussed and had to text Julie because she was out of town. She's like working and performing, so she didn't get to see it live. She saw it later. And I was like, it was absolutely, without a doubt, the most uninspired speech I've ever seen him give. Yeah. I've been more inspired hearing him like talk shit about like people that I like than that.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, he's inspired me more while offending me. I was more inspired when he was talking about Mexicans keeping all the drugs out of America, when I'm like, no, not the drugs.
The day before, he talked about fire and fury and they'll be sorry. And
yeah.
Even that, like, to me, I was like, ugh, but I was also like, I do have feelings like that.
Yeah,
I mean, my whole thing is feelings like that.
He was completely dead inside. He was reading off of a paper, reading off a teleprompter.
Yep.
He couldn't even,
just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, couldn't be bothered.
He didn't care.
And it was like, and I just want to say this, like, he obviously didn't want to distance himself from David Duke. He didn't want to distance himself from that group of people during the election.
Right.
It was a big to-do during the election that they came out and put their support behind him and he didn't denounce them.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody from Bob Dole on down has said, like, don't be putting your... I don't want your support.
Right.
I don't need your notes. I don't need your support. Don't put your name with mine. I don't want fucking KKK. I'm a shit. He was fine with it.
Right.
He got criticized up and down the block and he still was fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that exact same attitude. And I just want to say this. Everybody was looking for him to come down with a moral judgment on this because that's what it called for, period. Yeah. Now, his back's against the wall in some way because of the fact that it is technically legal, like we said, to peacefully protest. And we do believe, Julie and I, in freedom of speech, period. You want to do hate speech? Go right ahead because it's freedom of speech, freedom of speech. God knows I do hate speech. I'm hating on him right motherfucking now.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
I want to be able to say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
However, it required a moral judgment and this is why, and this is why he was being a fucking racist, prejudiced, bigoted piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the analogy. If it was a gang, like let's say it was the Bloods or the Crips in LA,
mm-hmm.
and they came out to protest
farmers,
because farmers in an area wanted to put farmland where the gang people live or whatever the issue is.
Okay.
And the gang members were protesting and it became violent. And gang members were violent against farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And the gang members, many of them would probably not be white.
Right.
Don't you think that he would come down and make a moral judgment on gang members?
Of course.
There would be no...
For
him not to view the KKK and fucking Nazi extremist groups as gang members when that's what they are. And I think the answer to this, and this is why everyone should listen, is that you don't take away free speech. You don't take away the right for anyone to peaceful protest. What you do is you make that group illegal the way gangs are technically illegal, the way Al-Qaeda is illegal. It's become a terrorist group. They've committed 1,000 illegal acts. They've done 5,000 hate crimes. They've done actual murder crimes from the 60s on, 50s on up.
30s.
And you take all of those crimes and you put them down and you go, this is now a terrorist group. It's illegal to be a member of it. You better hide your ass.
Yep.
Don't put it on your resume.
Right.
And Al-Qaeda doesn't get to fucking do protests.
Right.
And neither do gang members. The Crips and Bloods don't get together and be like, we're going to protest this. Where are our rights?
Right.
You know, and that's what needs to be happened. The group needs to be made illegal because it is a crime.
If you're any group that is calling for the supremacy of another group in a violent and
the oppression of another group.
The oppression of another group and says that we will use violence or whatever, like that's a gang. That's called a gang. That's called a cult. That's called that can't be biker groups do less and they're illegal.
Exactly.
I mean, literally do less. And then we watched,
like, we're a motorcycle club and it's like
no, you can't be.
Yeah.
They do, and who cares? We watched there was the guy posted the video of like those fucking Crunchwrap whiteys pushing the police officers in line, throwing shit at the police, and not one arrest was made. If that was... The black teenage boys have gotten shot in neighborhoods for just wearing hoodies.
Yeah, people in cars. People sitting in cars.
What are you talking about?
Pulled over for moving violations have gotten shot.
I mean, what? And then, you know, and mosques are bombed, and then that white piece of shit in the administration wants to say that that was fake, or the left's liberals did it. It's just like, what the fuck?
There's nothing was done, and I just think for... two morons drinking champagne on a Monday afternoon to be able to even just come up with one. I haven't heard, not on CNN, not on fucking MSNBC, not anywhere, not one person. Maybe it's crazy. I don't feel like it's crazy talk to talk about making that group illegal. It's not.
No.
It's not. You know, they've been convicted of a million crimes, these people, members of this group.
And even the discussion of like, we need to be able to come to terms there's racism in the country. It's like, we all know. We know. Like, there's something obviously missing from the discussion, and not even just the discussion, but the action of what's going on. We know there's racism. We know there's all of the things.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do about it? It's not talking about it and all that is...
Like, it's all rhetoric. Like, we got to unite and we've got to come together. And it's like...
It's not working.
No.
It's not working.
Decisive and disciplinary action needs to be taken.
And even the groups, that left group who comes out and, you know... I think they're called Altafa or whatever.
The ones that set like the school on fire and all that shit.
Yeah, and that's not helping either.
No.
So it's just sort of like, and granted, like, I'm all about vigilante justice. I am. I want a secret vigilante group. I want to go kill all of them.
Yeah, but you're not going to hide behind the law and say the Constitution lets me do this.
No, I'm going to just go kill someone.
Yeah, you're going to go in the shadows.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep it secret.
Yeah, and these people can stay a member of that too. They just need to know that they need to hide it.
Right.
The way all people hide all their crimes, like us and dogs. That's what they have to do.
Right. But the police did nothing. No one did anything. And now, you know, because the girl got murdered and hit by the car, they're going to maybe make it a federal crime of that guy. But
right. So like, before we go, everybody did outrage throughout the weekend about his wackadoo speech, which was just, I mean, egregious.
Yep.
So then he comes Monday morning to do a makeup speech. And so here we'll play you that just in the interest of fairness and the interest of full disclosure. Here's that speech.
To anyone who acted criminally in this weekend's racist violence, you will be held fully accountable. Justice will be delivered. As I said on Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We must love each other, show affection for each other, and unite together in condemnation of hatred, bigotry, and violence. We must rediscover the bonds of love and loyalty that bring us together as Americans. Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law. And we are equal under our Constitution.
A day late and a dollar short, I think somebody said. And also, we know he doesn't mean it. He doesn't believe it.
I've never seen him read a
teleprompter. There's no passion. More. He's dead. He's reading, obviously, probably Stephen Miller even wrote it and was laughing. And he doesn't believe it. None of them care. They don't care.
He was ticking off the boxes. Like, a lot of the criticism he got was that he didn't call them out by name.
Right.
And we've heard, and they made a list on CNN of, or MSNBC of, like, every single group he's called out by name. Like, he's literally talked shit about, like, Nordstrom.
Right.
New York Times. Right. Washington Post. Like,
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, the list goes on.
I mean.
He tweeted about Robert Pattinson not getting back together with Kristen Stewart at one point. Like, I mean, the guy doesn't care.
No.
And about tweeting about any old thing to throw to give his opinion.
Right.
And then he didn't call them out by name. So then he comes up to do this Monday speech and he's like, KKK, Crunchwrap Supremacist, neo-Nazi right. groups.
It's and then wrong. Even to say to anyone who acted criminally, it's like he's still trying to keep it like somewhat ambiguous to, you know, to be like there's both sides. You're still to anyone who acted criminally, it's like that's still giving, yeah, of course. It's still saying all sides.
You can't help it. And this is like history repeating itself, and it really, I'm happy for it. This could be your so there's that.
Okay.
I'm happy for it in one way. Happy is the wrong word, but I guess I'm getting a greater understanding and a more well-rounded understanding for like, for Martin Luther King Jr. and that whole movement. And it's obviously we weren't alive. And so you just kind of hear about it and it's sort of conceptual, but living through this exact thing and understanding why that whole nonviolent movement was born, because it was like, what I'm thinking is Martin Luther King saying, if we act back in violence, then we're never going to get anywhere, because there will always be assholes like Trump that stand up there and say, right. both sides were violent.
Right.
But when you're there and you're a martyr right. and you're getting beat the fuck right. down, and that's not easy, man.
No.
A lot of those people got really beat up, yeah. especially, you know, Martin Luther King eventually got assassinated too, but it's like, that is only way.
That takes the most willpower and the most, I wouldn't have
most
it.
Most bravery.
And because you, yeah, right, exactly. Like, and I think people now at this, I think we're also in this day and age are too entitled to not fight back. Like,
yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, we get everything we want. No one's going to tell us A, B, or C. I certainly feel like that. Somebody yells at me on the street, I will fucking lose my mind.
Well, in 1969, like, you wouldn't have gotten beat up either.
Right. Well, no, I would have.
Lesbian but. Julie in the dress. Well, you would have because of being gay, but I'm saying let's pretend you're there in the movement, like with, you know, with MLK, and you're just like, okay, well, I'm going to try this. And then you sit on down and you're in your right. dress and your huge tits and you're pretending you're not gay. Somebody punches you inside the head, you're fucking going to go off on them. And they're going to be like, damn, you see that bitch, that housewife really kicked that guy's ass.
Right.
That
right.
housewife kicked that full grown man's ass.
And that's why the movement, this alt militant movement, isn't going to work, because they're just going to be seen as a violent group. Rather than, like, for example, like when Matthew Shepard got killed and the people stood around with the angel wings, that made a difference. Like, they literally yeah. put angel wings on, stood in a line, and stood there, didn't talk, and that's it. And that's what you unfortunately have to do. That's why I can't go to those rallies. That's why I can't go to anything, because I will get in a fight and I will kill someone. So I know I can't do it.
But this thing with Trump and all sides and justifying it. And that's why there's only one answer. It's like, we got to look back. We got to go back to the history books.
Right.
And we got it.
That's what Jesus did.
Oh God. Let's just get off of this subject and get to another one.
Okay.
Which is like this, just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh. Let's DIP. Let's DIP. Let's DIP, girl. Now it's time for a segment called Just the Tip of the Iceberg. We haven't done this segment in a while, but pretty much everything we ever talk about belongs in this section. Every issue goes so deep, and we're just skimming the surface, trying to keep this shit under an hour so our producer doesn't yell at us.
It's well over an hour now.
What are we going to do?
Okay. So last Tuesday, the Washington Post reported that North Korea has successfully produced a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside its missiles, crossing a key threshold on the path to becoming a full-fledged nuclear power.
Oh, God. This prompted Trump to give an improvised speech where he pretty much went off on Pyongyang, saying, is that racist? Pyongyang,
we don't know how to say his fucking name.
Well, that... No,
I don't even
well,
know who it is.
No, that's the city. That's the capital.
Is that racist?
That's the name of the city.
Well,
it's Kim Jong-un who's the guy.
Who knows? That could have been Pyongyang, could be his like king name. I don't know.
That's true. That's
true.
That could
be his Korean name.
That's true. You're right. That's true.
Well, I mean,
so
I'm
for anyone
right.
who's wondering, that's the name of the capital city. So, but let's, you know what? That's who, hey, you know, we're not, whatever. So,
we're dumb. I'm dumb.
Well, you're not dumb, but. We can't know everything. You know what I mean? We can't know everything.
I'm not bothered.
It's
not,
all just
not
learning.
One goddamn.
And bit. I did say Pyongyang Yang.
Because that's how
Pyongyang.
I wrote it.
That you did Pyongyang Yang Penang. Ping.
And thought it was a man.
Pyongyang Yang Ping is how you kind of wrote it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, whatever. The language is a language. So North Korea. Trump said North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States, or they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Believe me.
He's great at improvising outrage as long as it doesn't involve American white Crunchwrap supremacists.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fire and fury, unlike the world has ever seen.
And he improvised that whole thing.
Right.
He met with his
aides. His arms were crossed.
He met with them all, and they and he's like, listen, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to fucking do this shit. And everyone's like, well, but what and how? And he's like, listen, I'm going to handle it. And they're like, okay. And he went out there, and he did it. And they were just like, oh, my God. And I mean, that is on record that they were all like, we didn't know what he was going to say for a fact.
Right.
They're like, we didn't write that. We didn't know what he was going to say. He said what he said.
I mean, what is he thinking? He thinks he's going to drop a nuclear bomb on North Korea?
He's threatening and it sent everyone into a goddamn tizzy.
But
the
as
whole
we
week.
Know, as they played in the news where they played the other clip from him, I don't remember how many years ago, where he said, you know, the thing with making a deal or negotiating with someone is that you have to make them believe that you're serious.
Yeah.
Just make them believe it. And you know that's what he's doing.
And well, and he wants to cut them off before they actually get the capability. Because there's one thing that this has been going on.
Right.
This is a fact too. Even though I didn't know Pyongyang Yang wasn't a man. They've supposedly, so North Korea has been, this rumor has popped up like yearly.
Every year.
Saying that they've
well,
got this
the
capability.
Fearless leader every year is like, we finally have a weapon and we're going to, that's fine. But they seem like they really have it now.
And you know what? Don't judge me because how many times did you hear them say DPRK? And do you know what that means? And don't you read it?
No.
Did you hear them say that a million times?
Yes.
They kept saying it.
What does that stand for?
It stands for Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Oh.
DPRK.
Which is funny because it's not that.
No. So they love thinking they're like so democratic. So basically, it went on for a week and everyone, you guys remember and were there, where everyone thought we were all going to nuclear war.
Right. And Guam put out like, when the bomb hits, cover your ears and roll down into the ground and cover yourself with dirt and then take a shower.
My mom's getting threatened every fucking third right. Tuesday, you
right.
know? And
right.
so is Hawaii, which is now we know why Hawaii is a red state because they right. go, we're going to fucking blast off Guam and we're going to blast off Hawaii. And Hawaii's like every year, like, let's vote for Republican because otherwise yeah. we're getting blown off the
right.
fucking earth again.
And why it is that they haven't infiltrated some underground North Korean something to kill that royal family, I just don't know. I don't know.
So now, as of this week, because that was all going on last week. Mm-hmm. So this morning, so it was yesterday morning, Monday, when you guys hear this, that Trump was supposed to come on. This is when he gave the wax speech about Virginia, the makeup speech. But he was really supposed to make an announcement about how he had signed a memo calling for China to be investigated
right.
for intellectual property mm-hmm. trade violations. Mm-hmm. So during his campaign, you know, it was all China, 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 trade, 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 fuck
right.
off, fuck off, fuck off, we're not fucking with you, China.
Right.
So he basically made a deal with them where he was like, if you get behind us on this North Korea thing, because I really pissed off old Pyongyang Kim Jong-un, if you get behind us, I won't do the thing and the investigations.
The trade deal.
In fact, in general, I'll bug off about the trade.
Right.
And I won't mess with the good deal you've got going.
Uh-huh.
And so China, so they agreed, and this week they agreed to ban imports of all North Korean iron, lead, and coal as part of new UN sanctions on Pyongyang.
Uh-huh.
So now Kim Jong-un's super pissed, and that was like a huge
right.
thing for their whole thing, the money coming in there and everything.
Right.
And then also the Chinese-run state newspaper, the Global Times. Oh, God, the cat's in here. Sorry. Mighty, stop it. Stop it, Mighty. Dumpling, stop taunting them. All of Julie's animals are named after food, and they're taunting these two assholes. Okay, so stop it, Mighty. Get down. Let me turn this into a newspaper that I'm going to hit her ass with. Can everyone hear this?
That's it. The animals are getting beaten.
Okay. So the Stein... Whoa!
Sorry.
The Chinese state-run newspaper said if North Korea attacks the U.S., China will remain neutral. In other words, you'll be on your own, son.
I mean, right. So now, well, I guess now we just have to see what happens.
Well, Trump is,
I mean,
he's like, fuck Virginia, honey. I killed the shit on North Korea.
Yeah.
I came out there. I said, fire and fury. I got China. Meow, meow. Push
like,
her away from there. You're going to see some fucking fire and fury. You mighty.
Everybody
Why did
go.
I take the baby gate down?
I don't know. Everybody go.
Okay, we're about to get out of this damn segment. Anyway, Trump's feeling no pain because he thinks he killed the game on that.
Right.
But I'm fine with saying that he killed the game, and I'm happy to fuck over Pyongyang Pyong. But I'll tell you this. I know he promised 150 times that we were going to fix that trade agreement in China because we weren't making money and we were getting the shitty end of the stick.
Well, that's the whole thing.
And now we're not. Stop moving your microphone.
Okay.
Okay, let's leave Asia and get over to our president is fucking crazy street.
How to get to our president is fucking crazy street. Our president's fucking crazy street.
I don't think we need to know how to get there because I think we've been driving on it. I think we've been driving on it since January.
Yep, that's when the GPS tells you to just go around in circles.
Yeah, you're
keep
there.
Go around in circles because you're there. Street. But you're like, am I here? I don't understand. Which side of the street is on? And then it's like, it's all this whole street. It's the whole street. It's the entire street.
It's every street in America.
It's all streets. All right, so a couple of weeks ago, Trump begrudgingly agreed to let Congress pass new stricter sanctions on Russia. And in answer to this, Putin said 755 American diplomats stationed in Russia were going to need to leave Russia immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately. They must leave the Russia now.
On Friday, Trump was asked if there was any message he would like to send Putin about removing the diplomats. Here's what he said.
Do you have any response to the Russian president expelling 755 workers from our embassy?
No, I want to thank him because we're trying to cut down on payroll. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very thankful that he let go of a large number of people because now we have a smaller payroll. There's no real reason for them to go back. So I greatly appreciate the fact that they've been able to cut our payroll for the United States. We'll save a lot of money.
I mean, that's just so funny.
Hilarious.
Well, you made the point earlier that to bring up the question of, wasn't the point to keep American jobs?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I thought, so 700, now technically, the irony is that they didn't lose their jobs and like they're still on the American payroll. Just because they're kicked out of Russia,
right?
We're still paying their ass. Now they're sitting at home.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Nothing.
Oh.
So there's not only that, but also I'm thinking if they did lose their jobs, which they didn't, but if they did, I think 755 jobs, you better minus that out of the 1,500 coal jobs you said you got.
Right, exactly. And it's just such a fucking ridiculous thing to say. And he's so far up Putin's... He is Putin's cock holster.
He is.
I mean, I'm sorry, but he is. I'm not sorry. He is.
It's ridiculous on so many levels, which we just mentioned. And also, it wasn't funny. And then his stupid fucking... Sarah Huckabee dickbag fuckface needed to come and go, it was a joke. And it's like, really? If you can't tell it's a joke, it sucks.
Yes. First of all, it's a terrible joke. And secondly, you think it's funny that 755 people got fired? I mean, if that's what you're saying, like, you're basically saying 750 people, like, those people, hilarious. They lost their jobs. Hilarious. They're exiled from a country they've been working in or they've spent their whole lives trying to work in or whatever.
And why are you making jokes about foreign policy when people are fucking asking you questions at a press conference? Why are you making jokes? You know my dumb dick of a dad would say right here, and he told it to me all through high school when I'd make dumb jokes. He'd say, there's 10,000 comedians out of work, Bran. Right, Mom? And that would tell me all the time when I try to be funny. I mean, like, you want to go be a comedian? Go back on The Apprentice. Like, and get the fuck out of our face. I don't need your hilarity. You know what? I want to see Barack Obama be hilarious when he's with that fucking guy who plays Barack Obama and hilarious. When he's on Conan O'Brien. I don't need to see when someone's asking him a serious question.
Yeah, go on Jimmy Fallon and let him touch your hair. Fine.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I would be pissed. If I was one of those diplomats, I'd be so fucking pissed that he thought it was hilarious that I lost my job. And maybe I was in the middle of doing spy work. Maybe I was right in the middle of being able to figure something out. Or I had Putin's bank accounts and or whatever. And now, I mean,
and
you think that's funny?
We're definitely doing shady shit and making friends over there. And
yeah, we need people over there.
Of course.
We need people over there, you dumb fucking idiot.
And he didn't even want to do those sanctions. He was so pissed. Congress wanted to do them. He didn't want to do it. Everybody pressured him from the press to Congress to his constituents and everyone. And then he makes this tweet that's like, it's Congress that's ruining the American Russian
relations.
And they
all want to keep coming back to and saying like, well, wouldn't it be great if we could have a good relationship with Russia? Wouldn't it be great? And yeah, it would be great. But you know why we don't have a great relationship with Russia? Because of Russia. Because they meddle in our election. Because they have spies that, you know, I mean, and plus their dealings with North Korea, with China, with Iran, with people and groups that are trying to kill us. Exactly. Or to overtake the world. Like, they don't. That's why. But yeah, it would be if they were a normal.
And also, he didn't hesitate government? To fucking say fire and fury to North Korea. These motherfuckers have been fucking with us for decades.
Right.
And he's not mad about anything. No. And we're not supposed to think he's in bed with them in some way, that he's not talking about fire and fury from them.
Right.
He's ready to give everyone shit, from the Australian Prime Minister all the way to North Korea, but has nothing to say to this guy.
Nothing.
Like, come on. It's just, it's become so obvious. Now, Paul Manafort, with his veneers and his fucking hair system, he got his shady hedge fund house raided by the FBI. And Paul Manafort was Trump's campaign chair, who had to be removed as his campaign chair in the middle, just in case you guys don't remember, because who would and who cares? But his house got raided by the FBI at 5 in the fucking morning, and all kinds of documents got seized. Documents, documents, documents. And the shit is in there, and we're just waiting every day.
Can't wait.
Yeah, Meow Meow wakes up. When are they going to release the
shit?
What's
in the documents?
What they find in the documents? Where's Manafort's
documents?
I mean,
you want to talk about the deleted 30,000 emails, Republicans? I can't wait to see what's in the documents in Paul Manafort's house. Can't wait.
And that guy's part of a huge hedge fund thing. He was breaking all kinds of laws, not just with Russia. And he lawyered up to the extent of his lawyer specializes in politicians accused of money laundering and obstruction of justice, honey.
Oh, okay, I mean,
girl. Let's get to So There's That. So There's That is becoming a real pain in the ass for all of us. But for those of you who don't know, this is the part of the show where Julie has to find something good that's happening among all the bad shit that's so much easier to find. I mean, it's practically impossible to find something, even for a Ranero, our unpaid So There's That intern. But he's doing it, and he's saving Julie's ass half the time. So Meow Meow, what's your So There's That for this week?
I mean, this one really blew. This one really fucking blew. This week was just... This was an impossible week. I'm sorry, but it was. So I wanted to give homage to Aaron Aro as well, because he did save my ass again. Because I literally couldn't find a thing, and I was yelling. I was verbally complaining this time.
So then Brandy Aro, Baron Aro, which is me, found it via Aaron Aro. I was like, Aaron Aro said two things.
That's true. I mean, the level of which I needed to complain and didn't want to do this was very, 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 it was a level 20. Now, when I say I'm really compromising here, I really am. Because this week was a shit show of the highest order. Ooh, that's probably my dermatology appointment.
We have nothing but distracting noises going on. I'm so sorry for
This week was a shit show of the highest order, and other than finding out a California town is going to be turned into a vacation destination for pot smokers and another Trump employee quitting the administration, I should have actually done that one, I've got nothing. Okay?
What's the town called? Lipton or something like that?
Napton?
Oh, yeah.
Nipton?
Something like that.
Yeah. However, there was a little beacon of light for those of you who are college bound, as apparently college tuitions are on the decline. Maybe.
I mean, but I think it's for everyone, because we want Americans to be educated, and we want higher education to be free.
That's true. According to an article / story on NPR entitled At Long Last, Signs That College Tuition Might Come Down, and I stress might.
So it's basically just a fake story, but that's fine.
So they're doing some, you know, just pondering or whatever. But apparently the truth, though, or the fact, the one fact is the demand for people to go to college has dropped, whether it's due to cost or lack of interest or skill. And this has created a demand on the college side. So the prediction is college tuition will decrease.
Good. And I hope requirements to get into school will decrease. Because they love to be like stringent, like, well, you need this on your SATs or your ACTs, and we're going to charge you this and make it into some kind of like you know, D1 schools, and they're so hard to get into, and it's just like the status symbol, and it's like, go fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, all of you. Your rape institutions, your fucking bullshit.
Right.
And I went and subscribed to all of that. I just drank the fucking Kool-Aid up, and now I'm $50,000 in debt still. And trying to get out of it. And what is my degree doing? Collecting dust in a frame, letting everyone know my real age who comes into my house. I'm like, I need to white that out and change that graduation year.
Oh, I don't even have my diploma up. In fact, I don't know that. Oh, yeah, it's at my parents' house. I mean,
you have to. That's for me. I didn't even have the money. It cost me like $250. And by the way, I had it reframed because when it came, I was like, that's the frame I got for $250. That thing is jank. But I reframed it because I'm like, the only thing, and I knew it even then, that I got out of this is this piece of paper.
Right. It's a good point. I should probably frame mine. I don't even have it in a frame. Frame my parents just didn't even give a fuck,
Nor did mine. I'm sure I paid for that myself. Frame it and put it.
I mean, they cared that I got
my
graduated.
My mom did hang it in like the guest room. But I'm sure I'm sure she dropped it off in a box with the rest of my belongings at one point.
Yeah, I feel like mine has bong water on it, maybe.
I'm quite sure it does, and vagina juice. But let's hang it in here.
Oh, well, then I definitely want to hang it in
here. It needs to come in the office and the drug den.
You're right. All right. I know my parents are itching for me to get my shit out of their house, so
Adam, you can send your degree too, which is also worthless, and we'll hang that here. You should get all three of your guys' degrees.
Well, my sister's degree is worthwhile because she is actually doing a job.
Did she hang hers up?
I don't know.
She might because she is like an artist. But if she didn't, it'd be hilarious if you got all three of them and hung them in.
That is. It was at Adam, Leslie, Julie Goldman's diplomas.
And you're like, I just went ahead and hung these here because where else are they going to be displayed?
That's great. Maybe I can get my parents' ones too.
Adam, we need another message from you anyway.
Yeah, totally. All right, well, so there's that. So that's it for this episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
Yay. Thank you guys for listening. This was very weird. It was very weird. But hey, we seem to be somewhat on time. It was a lot of Trump news and clips and things. And I guess I just felt like we needed to push along. And also, I don't know.
No, I think that's good. We really, listen, we say we do news and we should do it or politics. And we did some politics today. Right?
Yeah, and it's like we've been doing a lot of sort of interviews or whatever. And no, you know.
Yes, and yeah. We can't, you know, it is what it is. And if you're a Patreon...
No, if you haven't signed up for Patreon yet, go over to P-A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy, patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics, and pledge $1 a week so you can hear the members-only podcast.
And if you're a Patreon pledge already, head over there now because this week's Members Only podcast just went live for ya.
And Julie's performing an hour-long show in Long Beach on August 19th. It's just her, the whole hour. And if you've never seen her do stand-up and you're within driving distance, you really should check it out. Proceeds go to Julie's checking account at B of A and also to the Long Beach Gay and Lesbian Center, who are super great. And it is a good show, and I'm not just saying that. I wouldn't even be friends with her if I didn't see her do comedy. So if you already like her, you will legitimately and literally, and I don't use that word like a valley girl, be blown away because it's next level.
Thank you. And you know, I'm now trying out this new show entitled Trigger Happy, and you know what that means. So if you want to hear some of that kind of stuff, then you're going to want to come down because I'm going to be trying it all, honey. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. And as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
But mostly, it's been gay and it's been dumb.
And rushed along and on time.
Lay down with me.
Gross.
Tell me no lies. Just hold me close.
I wonder if Bonnie Raitt would be on the podcast.
Don't patronize.
I need more champagne.
Don't patronize.
No, actually, definitely Patreon me.
Leave it in, Taylor. Leave it in, Taylor.
Because I can't make you love me.
Maybe not this.
Go to patreon.com.
Leave that in.
Leave some money for us.
Oh my God.
Here in the dark, in these final hours.
Isn't it weird that Bonnie Raitt has sex?
Ew.
Feel the Patreon, but you won't. Some of you will, though. No, you won't.
beautiful.
Good voice now, now.
Patreon me. If you don't.
Goodbye.
A dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast. A dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanus. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.